Derry, New Hampshire, District 1 in the Congressional District. I'm one of the people that turned myself in on the White House webpage the other day for being a skeptic of this bill.
Before you answer this question, just because you referred to it, can I just say this is another example of how the media ends up just completely distorting what's taking place. What we've said is that if you get an email from somebody that says, for example, Obamacare is creating a death panel, forward us the email and we will answer the question that's raised in the email. Suddenly, on some of these news outlets, this is being portrayed as Obama collecting an enemies list. Come on, guys. Here I am trying to be responsive to questions that are being raised out there. And I just want to say,
stand which you're on has often been referred to as the bully pulpit. Why have you not used the bully pulpit to chastise Congress for having two systems of health care, one for all of us and one for them?
First of all, if we don't have health care reform, the gap between what Congress gets and what ordinary Americans get will continue to be as wide as it is right now. And you are absolutely right. I don't think Carol or Paul would deny they've got a pretty good deal. They've got a pretty good deal. I mean, the fact is that they are part, by the way, I want you to know though, their deal is no better than the janitor who cleans their offices. Because they are part of a federal healthcare employee plan, it is a huge pool. So you've got millions of people who are part of the pool, which means they've got enormous leverage with the insurance companies, right? So they can negotiate the same way that a big Fortune 500 company can negotiate, and that drives down their costs. They get a better deal. Now what happens is, those members of Congress, and when I was a senator, same situation, I could, at the beginning of the year, look at a menu of a variety of different healthcare options. Most of them offer, these are all private plans, or they could be non-for-profit, Blue Cross Blue Shield, or Aetna, or what have you. They would have these plans that were offered, and we would then select what plan worked best for us. But there were certain requirements. If you wanted to sell insurance to federal employees, there were certain things you had to do. You had to cover certain illnesses. You couldn't exclude for pre-existing conditions. I mean, there were a lot of rules that had been negotiated by the federal government for those workers. Now, guess what? That's exactly what we want to do with healthcare reform. We want to make sure that you are getting that same kind of option. That's what the health exchange is all about, is that you, just like a member of Congress, can go and choose the plan that's right for you. You don't have to. If you've got healthcare that you like, you don't have to use it. So, for example, for a while, Michelle, my wife, worked at University of Chicago Hospital. She really liked her coverage that she was getting through the University of Chicago Hospital. So I did not have to use the federal employee plan. But I had that option available. The same is true for you. Nobody's going to force you to be part of that plan. But if you look at it and you say, you know what, this is a good deal, and I've got more leverage because maybe I'm a small business, or maybe I'm self-employed, or maybe I'm like Lori, and nobody will take me because of a pre-existing condition, and now suddenly I've got these rules set up, why wouldn't I want to take advantage of that? Now, there are legitimate concerns about the cost of the program, so I understand if you just think, no matter how good the program is, you don't think that we should be paying at all for additional people to be covered, then you're probably going to be against healthcare reform, and I can't persuade you. There are legitimate concerns about the public option, the gentleman who raised his hand. I think it's a good idea, but I understand some people just philosophically think that if you set up a public option, that will drive public insurance out, or private insurers out. I think that's a legitimate concern. I disagree with it, but that's a legitimate debate to have. But I want everybody to understand, though, the status